I'm thinking about the communities such as Giva and Highwood in rural County Sligo, many of which were out of without power for 2 weeks, having only just recovered from Storm Dara last December. I'm thinking about people who were given humanitarian relief forms by local county councillors who admitted, as that they handed out the forms, that nobody knew what could and couldn't be claimed for. And I know, speaking to other Seanad Éire as well, that there was no consistency about this, that there was different rules for different counties. It was a shambles, in my opinion, the response. Community organisations and community-minded individuals stepped up, and without them, where would he have been? A local hotel, for example, the Coach Hotel in Ballymote in Sligo, was one of the first to throw open its doors for free use as a warm, dry place where people could come to work, charge their devices, to shower or to just relax and have a cup of tea. A similar example of community services was seen by GA groups and sports clubs right throughout the country and through the region. Community organisations and individuals cannot fill the void left by a lack of governmental response. They don't have the resources or the responsibility, and citizens know that. People keep on asking, where is the leadership when we needed it? I know that ministers felt that they were better working in the departments, and they may be technically being correct. But while the Dáil remained in recess, citizens in Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal wanted to see their leaders on the ground, wanted to know what their needs, that their needs had been acknowledged and that their concerns had been addressed. Instead of having an attitude of having done all that we can, persist. The new Minister for Forestry, who was criticised by a local county councillor on local radio for being conspicuous by his absence, instead of coming to see firsthand what the damage was done, as some members of the community were 21 days without power. Minister Healy Ray responded only last week on Ocean FM and our local radio by acknowledging that there were some shortcomings, but by locally attacking, making a direct response back to the local rep, saying, "I won't accept any criticisms whatsoever from this certain county councillor or from anyone else." It is clear to anyone whose eyes and ears on the ground that the government response was not as good as it should have been. The West, and in my opinion, the West and the North West were again treated with contempt, and that we were given crumbs from the table.